I was just having a quiet time today, and I don't know, we've been talking about when God says something to you, come and share it with a fellowship. And you know, this is no major word, it's just an encouragement that just a few thoughts God shared with me today. And I'd encourage all of you, you know, when you get in your quiet times and God speaks to you, come and share it. Because it might bless somebody else. It might be just that thing somebody else needs. And we need to come prepared to God's house and just acknowledge when he speaks to us, because it encourages others, and I'm sure it blesses God, because he, when you actually speak it out, he knows you've got the message, doesn't he? And I was just blessed. I was thinking about God's promises, because obviously we've moved into a new chapter in our lives, and well, me especially, and I was thinking, for the past few months God's been giving me verses about he's going to take us into a new land, and this is going to be a land flowing with milk and honey. You've been through the wilderness, you're out of the wilderness, now I'm going to take you into the promises that I've given you. And there's been lots of promises, and one of them was that he was going to really bless us, and we would be so blessed that you probably are familiar with this passage where you have to throw your old stuff out to make way for the new. And I'm thinking, oh God, I really received this. I'm ready to chuck out the old. Are you there? Not you. I didn't include you.
Can I have it transcribed as well, so it's in writing?
You're all bear witness, it's not in.
But furniture.
Yes. But I was thinking, it's taken some while, and I still don't think it's completely sunk in what God's saying to me. And we have to keep focusing on that word, don't we? Because we so easily forget, and we so easily let circumstances dictate how we feel, you know? And our feelings, when we're going to get this message, has nothing to do with the situation. We are sometimes at the mercy of our feelings, and that's not what God wants us to be. He wants us to be focused on what he has said. And so I was thinking of God's promises and how he said we will possess the land. And another area that we all get snarled up in, I'm sure, is when God's given you a promise, you immediately sit down and think, well, and now I'm going to work it out. He's got to do it this way, and this has got to happen, and this has got to happen, and then nothing happens. And immediately, you know, the seed is a bit in a difficult situation there. It could fall to the ground and be like on the path, and the devil's ready to snatch it up, isn't he? And I was thinking about the sower sowing the seeds, and I looked at the parable of the seeds, and you know, God's word is a seed, it's in our hearts, and we should never, ever, ever let it go. I don't care what the external circumstances try and dictate. Please, please, please never let God's word go. Never let it go. The words, I said, are seeds, and you know, we have to watch our words, don't we? Because when things are going adverse, the very thing you want to say is all the negatives. And immediately we start saying all the negatives, then we set in motion the enemy to work against us. And I would say now, if we can't say anything positive, the thing you can do is keep your mouth shut, put a zip on your lip, because you're better to say nothing than to say the negatives or speak what you see, because that's very, very negative, and God doesn't want us to sow negative seed, because it works against us. Every seed does have its harvest. Be sure of that. So let's not sow negative seed. If we've got to keep quiet, that's the best we can do, then do it. But it's far better if we can sow positive seed, isn't it? And quote that word of God. get focused on that word God. You know, whenever I feel low or things don't look as if they're going right, the first thing I do is pick my Bible up and I go to the promises God's given me, and I focus on those promises, and I rehearse those promises, and I learn those promises, and I just meditate them so that I've got all the goodness out of them. And I was thinking about the parable of the sower, and I know it's the end of the parable, but Jesus talks about the good soil. And, you know, the good soil is our hearts. The message says, good soil, hearts who seize the word and hold on, no matter what, sticking with it until there's a harvest. Now that says to me, it might take a while. And has anybody ever sown a seed in a plant pot and look next morning, and what did you see? Plant pot and soil and nothing. But that didn't put you off, did it? Might have done. You might have thrown it in the dustbin at that point. Well, well. I think we do that, you know, with God's word sometimes. We expect next morning everything to be turned around and that seed to come up and become a mighty tree overnight. But hey, it doesn't happen, does it? That seed has to go through a process. New King James said, seed, at the end of it, it says, and bears fruit with patient endurance. Now that tells me I've got to stick in there. That tells me I've got to stay the course. It may take a while, a good while. Some seeds come up quicker than others, don't they? And every seed, I think, takes a while to get established and to become strong. And, you know, there has to be winter to prepare the soil. These hearts have to be good soil to receive the seed. Now, I've no doubt about the seed. The seed is very good. The seed will produce, but it also equally needs quality soil to grow in. And this is where we play a part. Our hearts have to be quality soil for that seed to become strong and to bear a harvest. And you know, to prepare that soil, there has to be winter. And I don't know about you, but I'm a summer baby. Well, not literally, I weren't born in summer. I was born when it went towards autumn, and I don't like it. But I'm a summer kid. I love summer and I hate winter. I don't know anybody. I suppose every season maybe has its good points, but if you give me a choice, I'll never choose winter. But you know, winter is good for us. Scripture talks about breaking up our fallow ground, doesn't it? And what does the frost do? It breaks the ground up. We've got to have the frost. You know, it's vital to the soil. And God, to me, that frost is like, God always tests what's in our hearts. He always tests the soil. If you read, Andrew knows about metal. Metal's no good till it's been tested, has it? To see if it'll fracture. It has to be tempered in the fire. And we've taught on this so much in the fellowship. But we tend to forget. Learn to expect it. For this soil to be good, it's got to go through winter. It's got to go through a hardening and a breaking up and a testing. And God's going to work on this soil. So just make sure that you let him do it. When he wants to plough it up, let him plough it up. Sometimes he has to break everything up. And it looks like your world's turned upside down. And you think, God, nothing good can ever come out of this. But shut your mouth, put a zip on your lip. Because go to the word, and the word says that he turns our curses into blessings, and that no weapon formed against us will prosper. He tells us that, what's that scripture where, what the devil meant for evil, God will turn it for good. So, you know, don't worry how bad and how dark a situation becomes. It's got to happen. God is preparing the soil. He wants good soil for the seed. I was just looking for it earlier on. I read today, and I can't remember if it was in Deuteronomy, but it was in the Old Covenant. And God was saying to the children of Israel, I'm about to bring you into the promised land. But you know, you're not going into this land because of any good that you've done. It's not your righteousness. You're a rebellious and a stiff-necked people. And you've given me a hard time. You've given Moses a hard time. But you know, our righteousness is through Jesus Christ. But we still have a part to play. God works through faith. He works through the soil. The seed has to go into the soil. And we're responsible for that. God's done all he's going to do. But you know, we have a part to play. And the children of Israel, God said, you're not going into the promised land because of your righteousness. But it's because of the wickedness of the nations around you that they are being destroyed and you're going to take what belongs to them. And you know, that sort of spoke to me as well today. You see the world getting darker and darker. And Job said, didn't it, we shall wear their clothes, we shall spend their silver, we shall inherit the wealth of the nations. And you know, God is going to transfer the wealth of the wicked to the just, isn't he? And I really believe their wickedness is their own destruction. And we are God's righteous people, and we're the inheritors of that. And God wants us to be ready to inherit those things. He wants us to be ready, this soil prepared, so that when the money comes and the finance comes, we spend it wisely, we do wisely, we deal wisely with it. We're ready for this harvest. God wants us ready for the harvest. He can't bless us if it's going to destroy us, can he? It's destroying the wicked. And God doesn't want to destroy the righteous. So he's saying, let's have this heart ready. Let's have this soil ready to receive the goodness that God is going to bring to it. And looking at the soil, you know, it needs water. And the word is referred to as the water of the word. So this will water the seed when it gets in the soil. Make sure that you water it with the word, because the word, the entrance of your word gives light, doesn't it? The word water washes, it cleanses, it refreshes, it feeds, it strengthens. Now can you see what the word of God does? It does all of that to me. I don't know about you, but when I've read the word, I come out and I feel 10 foot tall. I feel I can kill any giant that crosses my path. Because that's what the power of the word. It's washing me. When you've done wrong, David so often in the Psalms spoke about, oh God, he came and confessed his sin to God, didn't he? And he came and got washed in God's presence. And being in the word is being in God's presence, and it washes us, it cleanses us, it refreshes us. When it rains, it's beautiful, everything gets refreshed, isn't it? It's lovely to see the sun, but everything gets dry and baked and there's dust all over. But when you throw water on your car, and it sparkles in no time, doesn't it? And that's what it's like. The water refreshes us and it cleans us up. We need the sun, and the S-O-N as well as the S-U-N. But the S-O-N, the sun, he brings light. He brings growth and warmth. You know, when you, if you've ever, and I haven't sunbathed this week, I promise you. But if you sit in the sun and you lay there, it's like, oh God, everything in the world is beautiful. I feel so warm, so at peace, so secure. I don't know if it does that to you, but it does to me. I just let the world drift by when I get laid in the sun. And it's like, you're in heaven. Nothing can reach you. And we need to be that with the word, don't we? We need to just let it bless us and get that security from it. And when you're laying in the sun, you get rested, don't you? It sort of relaxes you until you get too hot, and then you're out a bit quick. But yeah, it's good. The flowers open when the sun gets on them, don't they? And they just absorb that beautiful radiance of the sun. And you know, if we will sit in his presence and absorb that radiance of the word, we'll radiate that word. We'll radiate him. And that's what God wants us to do. And well, when we radiate him and we're full of him and his presence, then we'll not have to watch our words, because our heart is full of his radiance And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, doesn't it? So we're not having to watch our words so much when we're focused in the right direction. There was the seed that fell on the path, and the birds stole the seed, and that typifies the devil of snatching away the seed and just forgetting it. And you know, if you hear something, if you've got something to share or something blesses you at some point, write it down. If you're apt to forget, it's great to write it down and in the week go through the things that God's been sharing with you. It'll bless you tremendously, and the devil won't snatch the word that God planted in your heart on Sunday or Wednesday or at whatever time. When God speaks to you, keep a book. Keep it. We've got some fabulous... Here, I'll do you a selling point here. We've got some beautiful journals at work, haven't we? They've got Love Bears All Things on the front, it says, and it's got a cutout of a heart, and there's a teddy bear on it, and it's the journal inside. And it's a real cute thing. It's spiral wire bound, and so you can fold it over. And it's really good. If you want, they're not very expensive, are they?
No.
No. I'll do you a sales pun. They really are good value for money. They're hard backed, and they're cracking journals. And they're good for us to write down what God said to us and put the date on it. You know, in my yearly Bible, I scribble, when God blesses me, I scribble the date on, and I write all over it what God was saying to me and what was happening at that time and why it was relevant to me. And now when I'm going back over it, 12 months ago, God was preparing me for this time. I'm looking at 2005 and thinking, ooh, wow, he said that to me then, and he said that to me then, and he said that to me then. And it was, the dates fall very significantly. There's a pattern when you look at it, looking back. So it's good to do something like that, and then the devil won't snatch the word out of your heart and cause you to forget it. And you know, the next one was the seed that doesn't fall, that doesn't produce very well, is seed that falls on shallow ground. We need to get that soil good and deep. Let God, you know, break it up, let it get rich and plenteous. It can't root, seed can't root in shallow ground. And the shallow ground was representative of people who, the seed goes into the hearts, but the minute there's trouble, it withers and dies. And it's not rooted. It can't go deep into the soil and take root. It's very shallow. And the minute persecution comes, and you know, be prepared. We've said in the first section, good soil has to go through a testing time. God's always going to test a word that's in your heart. He'll give you a promise, and I'll guarantee you, it'll then go totally opposite. And God's watching, and He's saying, now, is she going to believe the circumstances, or is she going to believe me? What are we going to do? God will always test us. And if it's in shallow ground, when that testing comes, as it certainly will, it'll shrivel up and die. You'll lose that word. You'll lose that seed. So don't lose the seed. Just always remember, get it into deep, good soil. Give it plenty of food, give it the word, give it water, give it sun, give it light. Light, this is light. Expose the word, the seed, to this light, and it'll produce a fabulous harvest for you. But don't let the devil snatch it. Don't let your ground be shallow. Don't let it wither and die when there's trouble. And the third one were the weeds. Don't let it get choked by the weeds. What did Jesus say the weeds were?
Jesus.
The weeds are worry, money, seeking after money, running after money, making God your money, and pleasure. Just doing what you like doing, being self-seeking, and not doing what God wants you to do. Seeking God instead of seeking self. You know, God wants us to seek Him. He doesn't want us to worry about anything. And all these things don't happen overnight. We have a part to play. We prepare the ground. We allow God to prepare the ground. And He will do it. But let's not get into worry. let's not get anxious about anything. Don't be worrying about money. God knows everything you need, and it'll be there right when you need it. Times many we've seen that happen. And you know, you'll never experience God's supply if you're looking at your bank account, because God wants us to push the boat out. He wants us to get on the water. He wants us to take that word, and you don't walk on the water, you walk on the word. But it's like walking on the water. Your needs will be met as and when you need them, not according to your bank account. God wants your security in Him, and He's faithful, and He'll do it, and He'll never, never, never let you down. But if you never will be put in a position where you're needy, then you're never going to see God's supply, are you? So we've got to be in a position where we're vulnerable, and then we know God is going to come through for us. He'll never let us down. But we're frightened to be vulnerable. But you know, we can be vulnerable with God, because He'll never let us down. He will never let us down. But you know, there's some secrets there that we need to just make notes of and focus on and make it lifestyle, and we shall really be exceedingly abundantly blessed, because that's what God wants to do. And I was reading from Matthew 6, that was, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." So get the kingdom in first. Seek the kingdom first, and everything else will fall into place. You won't be worried, because you're focusing on God and the kingdom. You won't be overtaken by money, or get drawn away by it, or get led astray by it. You won't make it your God, because God is your God. You know, there's so much. Seek the kingdom first. And if I can read from the message, and he was talking previously in this about God looking after the flowers, and don't be worrying. God looks after the flowers, and He clothes the grass and the birds, and you know, live free. Don't be worrying about anything. And he said, has anyone by fussing in front of a mirror ever got taller by so much as an inch? All this time and money wasted on fashion, do you think it makes that much difference? Instead of looking at the fashions, walk out into the fields and look at the wild flowers. They never primp or shop. But have you ever seen colour and design quite like it? The 10 best dressed men and women in the country look shabby alongside these flowers. If God gives such attention to the appearance of wild flowers, and this is interesting, most of which are never seen. Do you know, there's some, we saw a programme once, didn't we? There's some come up once every, don't know, 7 or 8 years in the wilderness when it rains in the desert. There's some flowers that come up once, and they maybe only last overnight, and they're gone. Yeah, and they never come again until the rains come, and that could be a years. Yeah. And yet, God keeps that seed there. And so there must be loads like that, because most, it says in here, most of which we've never seen. Don't you think He'll attend to you? Take pride in you. Do His best for you. What I'm trying to do here is get you to relax. Don't be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. Don't try and get into the works program thinking, I've got to do this, I've got to earn a living. Well, we have in a sense, but you know, we can be so absorbed with getting, 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 we forget to be vulnerable so that God can do some giving, giving, giving. And so we can relax when we're vulnerable. God's in charge. People who don't know God and the way He works fuss over these things. But you know both God and how He works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. So be blessed. I was. Relax. Don't worry. Be happy.
It's the same as the gardeners. We go through a barren part with no rain. They're throwing it around you next morning. You think they're smiling. They're stood up. They're beautiful, they are.
They are. Yeah. The water of the word.
I just want to correct you on one thing. Didn't a weed. It's an unwanted plant.
An unwanted plant.
It's wildflowers. It's wildflowers,
but God calls them weeds.